So Powell intended for his 1869 river trip to be a scientific expedition. Did it turn out that way?
Boy, you know, it's funny because when I talk to people about this, they get a little shocked. Powell, you know, got through the other end with six of the original 10 members of the expedition, and he considered it a failure because they had busted up all of their barometers. They had all their maps were wet. They were just battered in mind and body, and their boats were a mess. And they, you know, they were fighting for their lives. So all, you know, ideas that this was a scientific expedition, were gone.
So in the book, after you describe the Grand Canyon expeditions, you write, the journey that counted had only just begun. Mm-hmm. What do you mean by that?
So while the rest of the guys were seeing pretty colors and beautiful, scenery and strangely contorted rocks and all sorts of things, Powell was seeing Earth's history in the making. In the canyon, that experience was, an epiphany of sorts in a very visceral way. And it began to evolve into an idea about how humans should intersect and interact with the land and with its resources, with water. You know, the American West was really largely kind of unknown. And yes, people knew it was kind of dry, but we were still marching west with the idea that this would be small farms. And he said, stepped in and said, well, you know, that 160-acre, that idea is not going to work in the West. He was not an environmentalist in kind of a John Muir framework, but in a very important way, he was laying out the groundwork to think about how we intersect with our land sustainably.
Yeah, so at one point, Powell, went to Congress with these ideas and said, we need to settle the West differently. What do you think would be different today if Congress had actually listened to him?
If Congress had listened to what Powell had said, if we had kept water more in watersheds and developed appropriately, I mean, I think that we would be just a saner world. It would have put some restrictions on some of the southwestern cities that are developing so fast now, who have very, very little understanding of where their water is going to come from in the future. Powell didn't have all of the answers, but he raised such critical questions.
I wanted to ask you about why you say Powell today would be at the forefront of climate change.
Well, of course, as a historian, I would be remiss if I didn't say it. It's entirely irresponsible to say what a dead person brought back to life would do today. But with that caveat, I'm very clear that if he was here today, he would be leading the charge to talk about global climate change. So he was really the one first in such a major way to say, look, we need to look at the climate. We need to look at the land. We need to look at the geology to understand, what we can pull from the earth and how we can use it. America wasn't ready yet to listen to it, but we are more and more today.
John Ross, thank you for speaking with me today.
Oh, my pleasure, Melissa. Thank you.